USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Multiple sources reporting Lisa Marie Presley is dead at the age of 54. Presley died after she was hospitalized in Southern California Thursday with possible cardiac arrest. Lisa Marie, the daughter of Elvis and Priscilla Presley. Attorney General Merrick Garland appointing a special counsel to oversee the investigation into President Biden's classified documents that were recently discovered.
AG Garland appointed Robert Hur as special counsel.
I signed an order appointing Robert Hur as special counsel. The document authorizes him to investigate whether any person or entity violated the law in connection with this matter.
Hur served as U.S. Attorney for the District of Maryland during the Trump administration. I'm Dave Collins.
At least six people are dead in Alabama after a series of tornadoes slammed the state Thursday. The fatalities were reported in Autauga County, and officials in the city of Selma say there is, quote, significant damage there. Governor Kay Ivey has declared a state of emergency for at least six counties, while Georgia is under a statewide emergency. Thousands of customers in both states were without power as of Thursday evening. New York Republican Congressman George Santos asked directly today if he will resign over his campaign background fudging scandal.
I will not resign. I will be continuing to hold my office elected by the people.
The Republican was caught by reporters on Capitol Hill while entering his office Thursday. Earlier in the day, fellow GOP lawmaker from South Carolina, Nancy Mace, blasted Santos as a problem.
He deserves due process, but he needs to get out.
How's the economy? Depends on who you ask. A survey of American CEOs finds many of them fear the worst and expect a recession of some kind in the coming year. However, on Thursday, the head of the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis, James Bullard, said, we could still expect to see prices come down further as a result of further interest rate hikes. This is USA News.
The bigger your 401k, the better your retirement, right? Wrong. The fact is, with proposed new taxes, another market crash, inflation, and rising healthcare costs, you could be forced to downsize your retirement. Discover the secret savvy investors are turning to for retirement security. A new 401k law that unlocks an ingenious retirement protection plan that could protect your savings from inflation and a stock market downturn while boosting your retirement income as much as 40%. It's all laid out in simple language in a new book from Josh Melberg. His insightful guide is your roadmap to retiring with confidence, and it's yours free with one call. Don't risk a lifetime of work building your retirement. This little-known retirement protection plan could safeguard your wealth and boost your retirement up to 40%. For your free copy of Guarantee Your Retirement by Josh Melberg, call now. Call 800-804-3595. That's 800-804-3595. 800-804-3595.
Brian Koberger, the man suspected of killing four college students in Idaho late last year, making a court appearance today. NBC reporter Stephanie Gosk talks more about the case.
Brian Koberger appeared in court today for the second time here in Idaho. He was asked by the judge if he wanted a preliminary hearing, and he has opted for that, but he and his attorneys don't want a speedy one. They want it to happen 6 months from now.
Koberger was arrested in Pennsylvania at the end of last month. His preliminary hearing set for June 26th. It's back to work for several thousand union New York nurses who hit the picket line this week for increased pay and other concessions. Nurses Union President Nancy Hagans says nurses had to strike because hospitals were not enforcing a New York law requiring safe staffing ratios.
We had to bring the attention to everyone so everybody could know the struggle, what we go through in a hospital, and we did it in order to save our patients.
More than 7,000 nurses at Montefiore and Mount Sinai were out of work during the three-day strike. The star and co-creator of the hit animated comedy series Rick and Morty being charged with felony domestic violence. The charge against Justin Roiland involves an incident in Orange County, California in May 2020. After a hearing this morning, Roiland's attorney confirmed there is a plea offer available to Roiland, but did not discuss details. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.